Hi, and welcome to the Bone and Joint Course podcast series. This is Dr. Revath Lakshman, orthopedic surgeon in Koramangala, Bangalore. In this podcast, we are going to discuss about shoulder instability. Your shoulders are one of the biggest joints in the body. If you are experiencing shoulder pain or discomfort, it becomes practically impossible to do even the most basic of activities, such as taking care of personal hygiene and running personal errands. Even restful sleep is interrupted. Such is the case with the shoulder instability. But what exactly does that term mean? How can you recognize it? And what type of treatment would make it heal as soon as possible? Stay tuned. Let's get started. What is shoulder instability? Shoulder instability is a problem that occurs when the structures that surround the shoulder joint do not work to maintain the ball in its socket. If the joint is too loose, it may slide partially out of place, a condition called a subluxation, that is, partial dislocation of the shoulder joint. If the joint comes completely out of place, then it's called as a shoulder dislocation. No single structure is responsible for providing the stability at the shoulder joint. Instead, the bony structures of the joint surfaces, the ligaments, the capsule, and muscles are all key components in maintaining a stable shoulder joint, yet permitting a large range of motion in several directions. Instability is often associated with subluxation, which may be associated with pain or dead arm sensation. This is often what prompts the patient to seek medical attention. In some patients, this is not actually painful, but can be quite annoying and prevent them from taking part in daily activities or sports. Instability of the shoulder joint can be in one direction, that is anterior instability out the front, posterior instability out the back, or in more than one direction, known as multidirectional instability. The most common form of instability seems to be anterior and is probably because the joint capsule is its weakest at the front of the joint. What causes an unstable shoulder? The shoulder is one of the most movable joints in your body. It helps you to lift your arm, rotate it, and reach up over your head. It is able to turn in many directions. The great range of motion, however, results in less stability. Shoulder instability occurs when the head of the upper arm bone is forced out of shoulder socket. This can happen as a result of sudden injury or from overuse. Shoulder instability is most commonly caused by two different problems, placing people in two different categories in terms of treatment options. The category of post-traumatic shoulder instability includes people with a previous injury that has stretched or torn the ligaments of the shoulder. The second category is used for the people who naturally have loose shoulder joints. A bad injury to the shoulder can cause the shoulder to become unstable by stretching or tearing the ligaments of the shoulder away from the bone. When the ligaments of the shoulder are pulled away from the bone, this type of injury is called as a Bankart's lesion. Shoulder instability can also be caused by generalized looseness of the joint, which is thought to represent some type of congenital ligamentous laxity. This means that certain people are born with ligaments that are more than loose than normal. These people are frequently very flexible and often called as double jointed, especially when they are school age children. These people often have a shoulder that can slip out of the joint in more than one direction, and that is what is called as a multidirectional instability. Younger a patient is at the time of the first subluxation dislocation episode, the more likely he or she is to suffer from further episodes of instability. Conversely, the shoulder instability is less of a problem as people grow older, because most people naturally become a little bit stiffer with age. Shoulder instability tends to occur in three groups of people. Prior shoulder dislocations, who have sustained a prior shoulder dislocation, often develop a chronic instability. In this patient, the ligament that support the shoulder are torn with the dislocation when the dislocation occurs. If these ligaments heal too loosely, then the shoulder will be prone to repeated dislocations and episodes of instability. When younger patients less than 35 years of age sustain a traumatic dislocation, shoulder instability will follow in about 80% of the patients. In young athletes who compete in sports that involve overhead activities may have a loose shoulder or multidirectional instability. These athletes, such as volleyball players, swimmers, and baseball pitchers, stretch out the capsule and ligaments and may develop chronic shoulder instability later on in life. While the joint may not be completely dislocated, the apprehension or the feeling of being able to dislocate may interfere with their ability to play these sports. Double-jointed patients are the patients with some connective tissue problems may have a loose shoulder joints. In patients who have a condition that causes joint laxity or a double-jointedness, their joints may be too loose throughout their body. This can lead to shoulder instability and even dislocation. There are three common ways that a shoulder can become unstable: shoulder dislocation, repetitive strain, and multidirectional instability. What symptoms should you look out for? Pain caused by shoulder injury, repeated shoulder dislocations, repeated instances of shoulder giving out, persistent sensation of shoulder feeling loose, slipping in and out of the joint, or just hanging in there. Many a times, the athlete with instability will have a feeling that the shoulder wants to come out of the socket. Typically, a person will feel this slipping when they have the shoulder in what is known as a provocative position. This is the position that they would be if the arm was cocked or ready to throw a ball. As the athlete continues to throw, the tear can increase, and sooner rather than later, they can no longer perform at their desired level. At this point, they will more likely will decide to get the shoulder repaired surgically. Symptoms of a shoulder dislocation includes sudden onset of severe pain. If there is any nerve or blood vessel damage, there will also be pins and needles and numbness, discoloration throughout the arm or and hand, loss of shoulder function, difficulty and pain on trying to move the shoulder, swelling. Do not try to move the shoulder or put it back yourself, otherwise you may cause further damage. You must seek a medical attention immediately. What treatment options are available? If the patient complains of feeling in the shoulder is loose and about to dislocate, physiotherapy with specific strengthening exercises will often help maintain the shoulder in proper position. Shoulder strengthening is most likely to help those patients with multi-directional instability. It often takes several months of non-surgical treatment before you can assess if it is working. Other treatments include cortisone injection, which is nowadays not advisable, and anti-inflammatory medication, which again long-term use is quite debatable. What are the surgical repair options? If the cause of shoulder instability is a loose joint capsule, then a procedure to tighten the capsule of the shoulder may be considered. If the problem is due to tearing of the ligament around the shoulder, called the labrum, then a procedure called Bancart's repair can be performed to fix this ligament. The surgical operations that can be done in order to prevent the shoulder dislocations are designed to repair and strengthen the ligament that normally keep the shoulder in the joint. They are most probably performed arthroscopically or keyhole surgery in nowadays. How important is rehabilitation in the treatment of unstable shoulder? Rehabilitation plays a critical role in both the non-surgical and surgical method. There is frequently atrophy of muscles around the arm and loss of motion of the shoulder, and an exercise or physiotherapy program is necessary to regain the strength and improve the function of the shoulder. After surgery, the therapy progresses in stages. At first, the repair needs to be protected while the shoulder heals. To keep your arm from moving, you will most likely use a sling or avoid using your arm for first 4 to 6 weeks. Full healing takes around 12 to 16 weeks and occurs in around 80 to 85% patients who undergo surgery. Once your surgeon decides it is safe for you to move your arm and shoulder, a physiotherapy will help you start the passive exercises. With passive exercises, your physiotherapy supports your arm and moves it in different positions. Active exercises, 4 to 6 weeks, you will progress to doing active exercises without the help of your physiotherapist. Moving your muscles on your own will gradually increase your strength and improve your arm control. At 12 to 16 weeks, you will usually start on strengthening exercise program. You can expect a complete recovery to take several months. Most patients have a functional range of motion and adequate strength by 6 to 9 months after the surgery. What result can you expect after the surgery? The majority of the patients report improved shoulder strength and less feelings of instability, but your shoulder may never be normal. However, each surgical repair has similar results in terms of pain relief, improvement in the strength, function, and patient satisfaction. Surgeon's expertise is more important in achieving satisfactory results than choice of technique. Factors that can decrease the likelihood of satisfactory results are large or massive tears, poor tendon, poor patient compliance with rehabilitation, patient older than 60 years of age, smoking and use of other nicotine products. Some risks of the surgery. One of the major complications of surgery is stiffness and rarely nerve injury. Hope you got some idea about shoulder instability. If you have more doubts about this or any other problem related to orthopedic surgery, feel free to contact me or my team. So this is a time to wind up the session. Thank you so much for your time. Catch you soon with another important informative topic. Once again, this is Dr. Revath Lakshman signing off.